This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that even amid the West Asia conflict, India has kept the situation under control. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of development projects worth over 19,800 crore rupees at Nani in Bhavtharad district of Gujarat this afternoon. He added that the central government has not allowed the impact of West Asia conflict to affect the citizens of the country.
भारत की हमेशा से बड़ी ताकत रही है, कितना ही कठिन समय क्यों ना आए, मुश्किल के समय हमारा देश एकजुट होकर खड़ा होता है। बीते कुछ समय से आप देख रहे हैं, दुनिया के कई देश युद्ध, अशांति और अस्थिरता से घिरे हैं। वेस्ट एशिया में जो हालत बने हुई है, उनका असर पूरी दुनिया पर है। ऊर्जा जरूरतों की, डीजल, पेट्रोल और गैस की दिक्कत पूरी दुनिया में बढ़ गई है। ऐसे संकट में भी भारत ने हालातों को नियंत्रण में बनाए रखा है।
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said projects which were launched today will improve connectivity and support socio-economic development in the region. He added that the airbase opened at Disa in North Gujarat is important for national security of Western India.
Disa airport ke is project ka uska vichar aaj se prarambh nahi hua. Jab main yahan mukhyamantri tha, tab se humne zameen acquire ki, mere kisan bhai behno ne zameen di aur hum chahte the कि राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के लिए, भारत की पश्चिम सीमा की सुरक्षा के लिए ये डीसा अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण स्थान है। एयरफोर्स का एक बहुत बड़ा बेस अब हमारे डीसा से जुड़ गया है।
These projects include development works worth 10,921 crore rupee of the Union Government's Ministry of Energy, Roads, Transport and Highways and Railways and 8,886 crore rupees of the State Government's Urban Development, Water Resources, Water Supply, Roads and Housing, GIDC, Health and Family Welfare, Tourism and Tribal Development Departments. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the OSAT plant at Kane's Semiconductor in Sanand. On this occasion, he said that the production to be done by this plant is an important achievement in the field of semiconductors. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Samrat Samprati Museum in Koba, Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. Government has extended the National PNG Drive 2.0 till the 30th of June 2026 to sustain momentum in PNG expansion across the country. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that during the month of March, more than 3.1 lakh connections, including domestic, commercial, hostel, mess and canteens, have been gasified. In addition, more than 2.7 lakh new connections have been given and are being gasified. The government further assured that the country has sufficient stock of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG. In order to curb rumours, it has urged states and union territories to disseminate correct information through press briefings. In Bihar, 8 women devotees lost their lives and several others sustained injuries in massive stampede during religious rituals at the Magra Shitala Ashtami temple at Bihar Sharif in Nalanda district this morning. The injured were rushed to local hospitals for treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and the last Jain Tirthankar Bhagwan Mahavir, has been celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today conveyed greetings to countrymen on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. The IPL cricket Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl against Gujarat Titans in the fourth match of the Indian Premier League in Malanpur in Chandigarh. The two-month-long tournament will continue till the 31st of May. And that is the end of this news bulletin.